Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mary Armstrong, and it's a word and a prayer in the eyes of a layperson. Like I said, my name is Mary Armstrong, and I'm glad to be with you this afternoon. And I will be coming to you today from Matthew 7. And the subject is, judge not that ye be not judged. But before we come to you with a word, we're going to go to you in prayer. Most holy and all-wise God, we come to you today in Jesus' name, thanking you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thanking you for allowing us this beautiful day. We thank you, God, because you've been so good to us. You gave us another chance just to say thank you. We thank you for this great sunshine that you've given us on this day, God. We thank you for being in our right mind, with a mind to yet worship you, God, in spirit and in truth. We thank you, God, for having activities of our limbs. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, because your word is true and it's also settled in heaven. We ask you to lead God and direct us, God. And we ask you to bless everyone that's listening on the line, God, that we might be able to say something to encourage someone today. Oh, God, help us, God, to be able to help someone, God, because the world is turned upside down. But we know, God, that even though so many things is happening in this world today, man seems to be going the wrong way. But we know, God, that you is still in control. And we look into you, God. We look beyond what is going on. And we trust in you, God, because you're in charge. And we know, God, if we continue to look to you, everything is going to be all right. Now lead us and guide us, God. Bless the ones that hear, God. They receive a blessing as well as ourselves. Let us decrease, oh God, that you will increase in us. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. We're going to be coming to you today from 7th chapter of Matthew. Say, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye meet, ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And we know God is going, Jesus died on Calvary's cross. And all the sins in the past, the present, and the future went into Jesus on the cross. So we are not to judge anyone. We are to search our own selves and make sure we stand right before God. We don't have the right to point a finger at anyone and judge anyone. I know I used to judge, because when I was coming up and what was told to me as coming up and being a young Christian, that's what I done. Didn't ask questions, just tried to do what was told me to do. And when I was coming up and I done what they told me I should do, and as I grew in the Lord and got older and saw other ones coming up and they didn't do that, I would judge. But I've learned more now, and I understand more now, and I learned that I can't judge people and condemn people. But I've learned to pray, and that's the best, and love. We have to love people. And we have to stand people and just go to God in prayer for people. And that's what we have to do. We have to show love and not point fingers at people. So it tells us not to judge one another. And to what and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why behold thy the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thine own eye? how can I help my brother pull out a mote in his eye when I've got a beam in my own eye? See, we need to check ourselves out first instead of trying to point out something in my brother or my sister's eye. For how would I say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and the holy beam is in thine own eye? Check out your own self. I've heard it said, sweep around your own door before you try to sweep around someone else's door. By hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shall thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. And it's got a log down here. Now, if you got a log in your eye, how in the world can you cast out a beam out of your brother or your sister's eye? In other words, if you got something in your eye, it's bothering you, how in the world can you see out of that eye that's bothering you to pull out something out of your sister or brother's eye? You need to quit, point the finger at someone else, and deal with your own problems of your own. People need to quit criticizing and finding fault in other people. In other words, making it clear, finding fault in other people and look at themselves. Search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. And if you find any fault in me, take it out and strengthen me. That's what we need to do. We need to show love. Show love somebody. Love is what we have to do. We have to learn to pray for one another and show love. Love is an action word. And quit finding fault. And do what God say. Pray for one another. He said, a new commandment I leave with you, that you love one another. We have to love in order to make it in. We must love one another. And do what thus saith the Lord. Cast out the mote out of thy out of thine eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Be the cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under thy feet and turn again and rend you. And then too, if you're trying to talk to someone about the Lord and they don't want to hear it, don't continue to try to talk to them. You just leave them alone and pray for them and go your way. Cast not your pearls before swine. If they don't want to hear you, go leave them alone and go leave them alone. Don't continue to cast your pearls before swine. If they don't want to hear you, you pray for them and leave them alone. That's what it is. That's like I was talking to one of my sons, and I told him, I said, I want to talk to you. And he came and he said, don't try to persuade me. And that wasn't what I wasn't talking to him about that. But that's what the attitude they had. Don't try to persuade me. And when they have that attitude, sometimes you just have to leave it alone and just pray. Because they done turned you off already. So you just have to pray for them and let God deal with their hearts, because they're not going to listen to you anyway. So you just have to pray and let God deal with their hearts and leave it alone. And then listen to this. And it says down here in the seventh verse, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. He tells us here over in Matthew 6, it says, but seek ye first kingdom of heaven, of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first. Over here it said in the seventh verse, in the seventh chapter of Matthew, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. knock, and it shall be opened to you. Okay, in the sixth verse it's saying, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Ye first, okay, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's what we need to do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek God. Seek God. Then he tells us, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus is knocking at your door of your heart. All he wants you to do is open the door. He's not a thief. He's not going to break in. He's knocking at your door. He wants you to open the door, and he'll come in. Ask whatever you ask in his name. I do it. Seek, and you shall find. And then over here it's talking about, then it goes down to, it gives us Proverbs, the 8th chapter, 17th verse. It tells us in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, and the 17th verse is talking about, let me find it. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. That's talking about riches. Wisdom. When you get wisdom, all of these things will follow you. It's talking about wisdom in Proverbs. Rich, my fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue is than choice silver. I leaned in the way of righteousness and in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that are love me inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possesses me in the beginning of his way, before his work first, the kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. Look at what happens. And then it goes on to say, what man is there of you who, if his son has bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Now, your not know how to give you good things, how much more shall your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, give you good things? When you ask him, he knows way much better than your natural father what you need. All you have to do is ask him. He'll give you those spiritual things that you need. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he'll give us all the things that we need. Lay not up the earthly treasure where moth and rust, where they are corrupt. But lay up your treasures in heaven. That's where we're supposed to lay our treasures up, in heaven, where moth and rust can't corrupt them. So things that we lay up in this life, they can be corrupt, rust, and all that stuff. They're going to pass away. But if we lay them up in heaven, they'll never, honey, that's where we have to lay it up. In heaven, where moths and rust don't corrupt them. Praise God. We have to lay them up in heaven. Praise the Lord. And look what it says down here. Therefore, he didn't been evil. Okay, I read that. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would do that man should do to you, do ye even to them. Well, this is the way, the law and the prophets. Let me read this again. Therefore, all things whatsoever, even ye would that man do, should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many there be which go in thereat. Now you know which road that is. Said, wide is the gate, wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction. Men is on that road. They partying, they drinking, they on drugs, they doing all sorts of things on that road. And men is on that road. They think they're having a good time. They getting these old fast cars. They doing all sorts of things on that road. And they think they're having a good time. Partying all time of night. Doing all sorts of things that they want to do. And many's on that road. But that road leads to destruction. But listen to this one. Enter ye in at, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Beware, so on this road, straight is the way. It's narrow, views on this road, but it leads to everlasting life. Oh, I don't want to get on that road because you can't have no fun. It's boring on that road. They just go to church and they may go out to eat. It ain't nothing to do on that road. I don't want to go to church and sit all day, get up early and go sit in and listen to them talk about God. What's he done for me? I go and work for my money. He ain't done nothing for me. But look at what he does. He blesses you to get up, go to work every day. He gives you strength to make your money and have nice clothes and nice homes. But I get up and I work for my money. I work every day for my money, and I work hard, but who gives you the strength to make your money? Who gives you strength to get up every day out of your bed and feel good in your body and do all those things you do? God does. God's the one who gives you that strength. God's the one who blessed you with those children and that fine house and that nice car to drive. God blesses you with that. You don't wake yourself up in the morning. God wakes you up in the morning and blesses you. But I'm the one that goes to work every day. But he gives you the strength to work every day. You don't work. He gives you that strength. So he's the one who deserves the praise. He's the one who deserves the honor and the glory. Because if it wasn't him that woke you up each morning, you'd just be laying there. So he deserves all the praise, all the honor. But every now and then, you may see one or two on that road. But on the road where so many is going, they partying and having a good time. After a while, it's going to be too late. It'll be too late. But every now and then on that straight and narrow road, they're going to have everlasting life. You shall know them by their fruit. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep clothing. Inwardly they are raving bulls. Everybody behind the pulpit ain't letting the people know that they're going to hell if they don't live holy. They're going to hell. They may come every Sunday. They may pay their tithes and offering. They may be on the usher board. They may be in the choir. But if they're not living holy, they're going to hell. You have to live a holy life to be holy, both soul and body. You have to live a Christian life. Salvation, complete deliverance. Religion don't get you there. You have to be born to the water and of the Spirit in order to go back with God. Praise God. God don't have no grandkids. You can't go on mama's salvation. You can't go on granddaddy's salvation. You can't go on daddy's salvation. You have to be born of the water and of the Spirit in order to go back with God. You shall know them by their fruits. No man gathereth grapes of thorns or of figs. Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. For by their fruits ye shall know them. And we can be a fruit inspector. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter unto the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, who built his house upon a rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ. You have to have a solid foundation. Because if your foundation is not solid, built upon Jesus Christ, it's going to fall. The only way to God is through Jesus Christ. There's no other way, because if you come another way, you're the same as a thief and a robber. You can't go any other way. You must come through the door. And that door is Jesus Christ. It's the only way you get through the Father, is through Jesus. And when he was hanging on the cross, and he said, it's finished. Praise God. Praise God. It's finished. He did everything that the Father told him to do. When he dropped his head in the locks of his shoulders, said, it's finished. The veil rent. Praise God. The veil rent. It opened the door. Rent. Praise God. He opened the door for us. All the sins from the past, present, to the end, to the end, Jesus, on Jesus. God has to turn his back. He had to turn his back, but before he died, he said, Father, cried out, my God, why has thou forsaken me? All the sins of the world was on Jesus. Oh, praise our God. He hung his head in the locks of his shoulders, and he died for the sin of the world. Praise our God. Praise our God. All we have to do, all the sin of man have to do, is to see what Jesus did on the cross. He hung there, and he died for the sins of the world. He wasn't guilty of the sin of the world. All the sins of the world went into him. On the cross. Praise our God. Praise our God. He hung there. Chained. He hung there for us. Praise God. That we might have eternal life. Went down into the belly of hell. And preached to those damned of a spirit. Praise God. And he took those that believed. Back to paradise. And it's on the outer campus of heaven. Praise the Lord. People say they in heaven, but they're not in heaven. They're on the outer campus. Praise God. In paradise. He took it. Used to be on the other side of hell, but he took it, and it's on the outer campus of paradise.
of heaven on the other campus. And he took the man that's hanging on the cross. He said, this thing, that should be with me in paradise. And that's where he is. Lord have mercy, Jesus. He paid the price. He paid the price. Praise our God. And he's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us today. Praise our God. He did it all. He did it for the whole wide world. And if you don't believe what he did, you're going to be lost. He paid the price. We was the one guilty. We were guilty. Praise our God. But he paid the price that we didn't have to pay. All we got to do is repent and believe what he did on the cross. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, praise our God. But people still don't want to believe. They still don't want to believe what he did. But he paid the price. Paid the price for us. That we might have a right to the tree of life. And all we got to do is believe and pick up our cross daily and follow him, Jesus. Follow him because he's the one. Praise God, he's the one. There's no other way to get to the Father but through Jesus. Oh, praise our God. And if we can't receive what he did, we're going to go to hell and then be cast into the lake of fire. Praise God, praise God. I heard somebody say they're going to be partying in hell. It ain't going to be no partying in hell. Because, I mean, in the land in hell, but hell and death going to be cast into the lake of fire, and Satan going to be cast in there too. It ain't going to be no partying in hell, praise God. But, honey, we that make it into the city, praise God, we're going to live forever and ever. But in the lake, praise God, they're going to be tormented day and night forever and ever and ever. Praise our God. But he said, Jesus, he said, I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I'll come again. Praise God. And he's coming back for his people. Praise God. But without spot or wrinkle or any such blemish, you're not going back with him. If you got a blemish, you better get it right. You're not going any kind of way. No sin is in her name. No sin. Oh, praise our God. So we have to get it right. We have to get it right. Because he's coming back. He's coming back. Praise our God. So we're going to open up the prayer line. If our pastor is on the line, he's going to open prayer line. If you have any questions, if you have any prayer requests or whatever, we want you to voice your opinion. Or if you have a prayer request, we want you to request your prayer. But if he's not on the line, we're going to go on and have our prayer. And we thank God for you that are on the line at this time, because we thank God for this time that he's given us. Because, praise God, we wasn't able to get on the line. But we still went on and had our Bible talk, and we prayed and went on anyway. Well, we couldn't get on. Forgive me, we couldn't get on. But praise God, we was able to get on today. And we thank God for you that was able to listen in. Because God's word is true all by itself. It don't need no props or anything. But we thank God for his word. And we know God's word is still alive. It's alive all by itself. It don't need no help. Praise our God. For you that are listening in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. 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 We thank God. He must not be opening up the mics at this time, but we do thank God for the word, and we do thank God. We ask you just the you that if you're listening and you don't know the Lord, we ask you to open up your hearts to him today, because he's knocking at your door. Those of you some listening that don't know the Lord, he's still knocking at your door, and he wants you to let him in. And you that do know the Lord, we know that
God is good, and he is a healer. Whatever we need, he's there to heal. He's there to set free. He's there to bless, and we just keep praying over our families, our loved ones, because we know prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door, and we know that he's a prayer answering God. And we just continue to pray and keep prayer over our loved ones, because we don't want anyone to be lost. And sometimes we can be driving along the way and see somebody, and God can lead us to pray for them. We don't have to know who they are. We can pray, because we don't know what that person's going through, but we can still pray, because everybody needs prayer. Everybody needs to be covered in prayer. And so that's why we have to pray for one another. Praise God, because prayer can cover. Praise God. And prayer can cause something not that's getting ready to happen. We can pray, and it can cause that not to happen at that time to that person. And when we on the highway, before we leave the house, we can say, God, you go before, or send your angels before, because we don't know what we're going to encounter when we get out there on the highway. But we can ask God, Lord, you protect us as we leave our homes, God, because we don't never know. And we ask God to remember the bereaved families, because there's so many families going through situations, going through death in their families, and they still grieving. But we know God can heal and heal the brokenhearted. He can give them strength to go through, because he knows everything we go through, the hurt we feel, he feels it too. He knows what it is to be rejected. So he knows what it is to be rejected. He knows what it is. Just like he knows what it is to be hungry. When he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he knows what it is to be hungry. He knows what it is to be thirsty. Everything we go through, he knows what it is. Praise God. So we can go to him at all times. And he hears, and he answers prayer. The most holy and all wise God, we come to you again. We thank you for your word. And we thank you for your many blessings that you restored upon us. We thank you, God, because without you, we can do nothing. But we're giving you honor. We're giving you praise for what you've already done. And we thank you for this podcast, God. Lead, God, and direct us. Bless the ones that heard, Lord. We hope it have helped somebody. We hope it have encouraged somebody. Help us, God, to just live the life. Oh, God, help us to be doers of your word. Oh, God, as we read your word, as we sit under the pastors and the ministers, God, help us to be doers of your word, Lord. Put it in practice that we can encourage somebody along the way, because we need to be encouraged ourselves. The pastors and the ones carrying the word, God, ministering to us, they need to be encouraged. We need to lift them up, God, and hold up their hands, God. Get under them and hold them up, because Satan, he gets after them too, because they are praying for us. So we have to lift them up and pray for them, God, that you would just continue to bless them, Lord, and them as they go along the way. Bless the sick and the afflicted. Bless the bereaved families as they go through, God, because you know all about them today, Lord. Help us to run the race that you put before us to run. Help us to be strong in the Lord, not weaklings. Help us to be able to eat meat, Lord, not stale milk, but be strong in the Lord, that we can help pray for someone else, oh, God, that they'll be able to go through. Oh, God, continue to remember those in the hospitals. Continue to remember those in the rest homes, God. Remember those, God, and their families, God, and help us, God, to ever be able to hold up the bloodstained banner. Help us to do the will of God, that no one's blood will be on our hands, and we'll ever give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We honor you. We praise you. We ask in Jesus' name right now, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.